In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You know who else won't do anything? Mitch's sister. She has denied access to come on the show. I swear to God, she texted him she couldn't do it, and that's it.
Oh, no.
Well done, Mitch. What do you mean, oh, no?
I mean, you said during the break you would have asked one question about her getting stranded at the Pittsburgh airport,
yeah.
And the rest of the segment would have just been about personal stuff, life stuff.
Obviously. I mean, that's the way it was set up. You think I'm just going to get your sister on the show for the first time and only time? I don't even know her name. I was going to call her Mildred. In fact, that's what I'm calling your sister now.
That's what she
that's
is now, henceforth.
That's a lucky guess.
Mildred Spinell will not be joining us on the show. She's supposed to have a flight in Pittsburgh, but it looks like that one's going to be grounded as well. So we'll get you figured out as the day goes on. There's widespread outages all over the world right now. Airports, banks, other businesses, all affected.
Media.
I don't want there to be a run on banks, okay? Don't go yelling at Jimmy Stewart. Just let's all relax or, you know, do whatever you want. I just don't want there to be a big run on the bank or anything like that. So there you go. Coming up at 7:20, Curtis Danberg going to join us on the show. The Guardians start with a 9-game road trip. Why are they doing that in 2025? Well, there's a good reason, and hopefully we'll get a good answer out of them coming up at around 7:20. So before we get back to the Cooper thing, can I give you a chance to atone?
Sure.
Can I give myself a chance to atone? Or maybe you won't. I'm not sure. You will not remember this. I do. I got a brain like an elephant. This was on December 15th, week 15, 2018. Your Cleveland Browns played at the Denver Broncos. This was the day when Greg Williams was the head coach, the interim head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Now he's the host of Come Get Some with his son, and I think he's in the area frequently, and nice guy, and all the other good things we can say. But defensive coordinator Greg Williams became head coach. Browns won that game 17-16. You don't remember any of this, do you?
Not yet.
I can't wait to tell you this. So earlier that week, you and I, and rarely do I do this, I agreed with you, and we had callers screaming at us. Usually, and I don't do it on purpose. I don't disagree with you on purpose. But so naturally, there's times, and most of the time, yeah, there's a lot of things with fans I end up agreeing on. It goes that way. I'm not faking it. I am who I am, right? But there was a question brought up of, before that game, if we could go back, who would we go ahead and have? Would we have Denzel Ward, or would we have Bradley Chubb?
Oh, that's right.
They were in the same draft class that year. Bradley Chubb was pick 5, and I'm just making sure he was pick 5 in that draft class. Yes. He was taken one pick behind Denzel Ward at number 4 overall. And you and I, both in their rookie years, had said we would take Bradley Chubb over Denzel Ward.
I do remember that.
We're skewered for that opinion. But we both stood firm on it. We both said, no, you take a pass rusher, that's the way it works. It's been 7 years. Do you want to apologize that we got it wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, remember, he had 12 sacks his rookie year, Bradley Chubb.
Yes,
he did. I had every reason to believe that he was going to be you know, an all-timer. And he's been good, right? Bradley Chubb's had good years, has he not?
Yeah, but he's been jettisoned to the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Where we've paid our guy.
Although he had 11 sacks last year, too. So
this is why I asked you.
But
I put
not,
you in a bad spot on purpose.
He is not at his position anywhere near what Denzel Ward is considered at his position. Now, I will always elect to go pass rushers. Like, if they're equal players, I'll take the pass rusher over the corner. But corner's still pretty important position.
If Bradley Chubb were taken by the Browns, where would he be right now? Would we be an elite defensive unit?
Well, he gets to play.
Because we are still already a pretty strong defensive unit.
And he gets to play.
One of the top five.
He gets to play alongside maybe the best in the game right now.
Miles Garrett. I don't think there's a maybe about it. He's definitely the best pass rusher in the game. So you have bookends on either side there.
But there'd be
no need for Za'Darius Smith, but you'd be paying through the nose, obviously, for a guy like Bradley Chubb as well. Because I do think that Miles Garrett would make Bradley Chubb better. I bring this up because Denzel Ward on the list of the top 10 defensive backs, cornerbacks, I should say, from ESPN, where they had the executives, coaches, and scouts rank them, they had Denzel Ward number 2 overall. And I think that some fans, because I thought, gosh, do some of us take Denzel Ward for granted?
Yes.
Because every time that Denzel Ward... Oh, we do.
Yes.
And why do you think that? Because of the amount of games that he plays?
I think, obviously, the issues... You know, it's interesting with Denzel, because I look at him as a guy, considering the concussions, the head trauma, like I was very worried. I didn't know where this was going with him, but has he not proven to be an absolute warrior?
He's a 3-time Pro Bowler. Bradley Chubb is a 2, and you'll be surprised about this. He has played in more career games than Bradley Chubb.
Oh, yeah.
Denzel has played in 79 career games. He has never had a full season.
I feel like...
Bradley Chubb has had 3, but in the ones that he hasn't, he has missed significant time.
Yeah, Denzel's misses games every year, but I feel really good about him as a Cleveland Brown, that when he is out there, when he's able to go, he's going to give it his all. The fact that these executives say the things they say about Denzel Ward.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think we take him for granted. Yeah, we'd love him to play 17 games every year. Maybe that's just not going to be in the cards for somebody at his size and given his history. But I'm still very glad we have him.
He hits obviously bigger than what his body is. We're really glad to have him. I do think that over the years we get so used to him missing games that we become cynical about him missing games. But when I put him in that draft class where it's like, okay, you could have had Bradley Chubb. Okay, yeah, you could have had Bradley Chubb. You could have had Quentin Nelson. You could have had Roquan Smith, who has been a good football player, obviously. I mean, there's a couple of guys that you could have had.
A lot of
good
names.
But when you go back to that draft, yeah, it was a good draft.
But I still feel good about Denzel Ward.
Baker Mayfield, Saquon Barkley. Baker's a good football player now, and I'm not trying to get anybody started, but you know what it is. I think he's making the most of the talents he has. Saquon Barkley's not as bad as what I make him out to be because I'm anti-Giants in a lot of ways, but he's obviously a pretty good running back. Sam Darnold's been mostly a flop. Denzel Ward, Bradley Chubb, Quentin Nelson, Josh Allen, Roquan Smith. Mike McGlinchey's been a meh. Josh Rosen's obviously a gag. Micah Fitzpatrick, Vita Vea, and Daron Payne. I mean, those are good football players out of the first dozen. First 13, I should say. So it was a good draft. So it was almost where, in Browns' luck, the Browns have messed up drafts, good drafts before, but it was like you were going to get a good player. I go back to it and I think, all right, you'd have a good rush. You wouldn't have Denzel Ward. Would you have still gone down this line of guys you would have taken? Probably that's a long way of saying, guys, officially in offense, for saying at that time, that rookie year for both those guys, that we would have taken Bradley Chubb over Denzel Ward that week.
Should we apologize? I'll go with you. And I never like to apologize, but I'll go with you on this one.
I'm asking you. Yeah. I was going to get permission from you before I was going to go ahead and apologize.
It's fine. I mean, I felt at the time, and I remember I had the tweet up, that I couldn't believe that we did all that tanking to get Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward. And looking back, like, did they do the best they possibly could? No. But Baker has rebounded. He's turned out to be not only a professional,
a
but a pretty good professional. I just remember how upset I was.
I know.
That I was like, man, we took these two guys. And I know Denzel was a Buckeye and a Northeast Ohio.
You might have hit on a very deep conversation right there without even trying, without even wondering.
Well, I remember that I was so frustrated that I'm like, we went 0-16 and 1-15. Now, Myles Garrett was part of that too. But the very next year to come away with just Baker and Denzel, I was agitated at the time. But, you know, both of them were a part of a Browns turnaround. They were a part of a rebuild that was pretty functional.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll take it back. I was with you that week. Very rarely have it been callers against both you and I. I remember we had an Andrew Luck segment one time where you and I was right about that. You were right about that. We were both right about that. I don't give a damn what anybody says. But there was that segment where you and I were both like, hey, man, we like Denzel Ward. It's tough to say it, but we both take Bradley Chubb. And now here we are where it's 6 years later, and it's like Bradley Chubb's a good football player. Denzel Ward's a better football player at his position than what Bradley Chubb is. The Browns made the right decision, not just because he's a local guy, but because obviously he's a very good football player. 216-474-0092. Going back to Amari Cooper, if people are using that as a reasoning, again, you're doing it wrong. You're not, football, you have to understand, when people are looking at the top 10 and saying, Amari Cooper's not in this top 10 ranking, these are NFL people, not just like Kenny Carman's top 10 wide receivers or whatever. These are elite wide receivers that are on this list. He's honorable mention. I'm not going to make an argument. I don't think he is one of these better than any of these guys on this list that the execs and the coaches and the scouts say. I don't think he's any better than any of those guys. But I think that people are missing it if they're saying that's a reasoning why you don't pay Amari Cooper. We have to understand that football's a people business. And what upsets me the most when we do this is DVOA is a worthwhile stat. It doesn't watch the games. It's said famously that DVOA does not watch games. There's a part that's you got to see the people and you have to see what your situation is. And for Amari Cooper, if you just want to look at this and say, well, they don't even take him that seriously to a number 10 overall wide receiver, so why would you pay him that type of money? I don't think you're seeing the forest for the trees of what you actually need this year and over the next couple of years. Because say you paid Amari Cooper, you restructured a contract, redid his contract, gave him an extension, and it became a 3-year contract after this. You're still handing it off with probably a number one wide receiver in the first round next year. And then hopefully you actually hit on that guy instead of the misses that you've had, which they're going to take swings just because they had misses doesn't mean they're afraid to step into the plate. They're going to go ahead and they're going to do that. And you hope that that guy works because if it does, then you have him, then you have Cooper, then you have Jerry Jeudy. And eventually there's a changing of the guard there. Elijah Moore would be the odd man out. See, that should be the plan. Whether or not it's going to be the plan, that's up to the Browns and to Amari Cooper. I haven't hit a panic button yet, but I think that should really be the plan. And I can't use any silly, it's not silly, I can't use any top 10 ranking as a silly reason to not sign a guy.
I agree. And there's only 10 of those guys.
To not
and
sign there, my guy.
There's 32 teams, and there's only 10 of those guys. So what are you supposed to do if you can't get one of those top 10 guys?
7:45. Everyone likes a little PTO except Tone. I don't think he's ever taken a day off again. And coming up next, Curtis Danberg, because there's a 9-game road trip to start the season last year, but there is a pretty good reason. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan. I want to welcome on Curtis Danberg. He is the Vice President of Communications and Community Impact for York Cleveland Gardens. He joins us in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. He joins us in the studios, which we will talk about here in a moment, not on the hotline. Matt Derry will join us on the hotline. Curtis Danberg, hello, Curtis.
Good morning.
He joins us in the Smart Choice Windows and More studio. Thank you very much. Tone, take her away.
Amazing all-star festivities. It seems like the guys certainly had a great time there. And David Fry, who ended up with a huge hit in the game. I mean, imagine that. He was slumping, obviously, going into the break. Got to bring, was it his baby daughter who was crawling around there in the clubhouse making memories that, of course, the daughter won't remember. But the memories his family will forever.
It's the pictures. Go ahead.
Incredible experience. 5 All-Stars.
Yeah.
All perform well. Klasse gets the save and keeps things rolling on his magical season. So hopefully the second half starts tonight and we get, we have a long way to go. But we're in a good position. First best record in the American League. And the attendance and the support from the fans has just been incredible all season long.
Well, you have a long way to go, but there's a guy named Austin Mock. Apparently, he is highly regarded by the afternoon show. From The Athletic, they did the second half permutations, said they did 100,000 simulations and says that the odds are stacked against the Guardians in the second half. What would you have to say to an Austin Mock from The Athletic?
And his computer.
I was just going to say computers. Isn't there a computer glitch going on in the world today? So can we trust computers?
I don't think you can. I don't think you really can, Curtis.
Let's see what happens. Begin tonight.
He always finds a way to put it better than I would, because I would just start taking personal shots. Next year, 9-game road trip to start the season. I understand why. Okay, stadium stuff, and I want an update on that real quick.
Yeah.
It is better, though, that they're starting off in Kansas City, and I know they got a quick road trip on the West Coast. If you're going to do a 9-game road trip to start off the season, you might as well get one of them out of the way. Okay, that's fine. But at least it's like, all right, this will kind of be in a timely fashion, and I don't have to wait until 10 o'clock at night to see the first pitch of the season.
It's a great point, because that was rough last year.
Terrible.
Starting at 10 o'clock at night. So, yeah, we'll start in Kansas City, 9-game road trip, come back, and again, as you mentioned, phase two of the renovations, the clubhouse. We need to have the clubhouse ready, so we need to maximize our time, and we hope we're not starting the construction until hopefully November.
That's a very good point. That'd be very, very nice. Well, if Austin Mock gets his way from the anyway. So phase two, there are the three phases or two phases?
Two phases.
So will it be done by the end of next year?
Everything except for the three phases for the seats, going from green to blue.
Okay.
So that's not going to be until opening day 26, but the clubhouse will be done. Our office will be done. The new Carnegie Club behind home plate will be done. All the Terrace Hub and the North Coast Social and everything that's happening in the old Terrace Club will all be done on opening day 25, April 8th.
When the seats, tell me how the seats are going to, the seats are going to go all the way down to the bottom like they do in a lot of other parks now? Or isn't that how that's going to work? Explain that to me. Behind home
plate. The Carnegie Club, yeah. So you're still going to see people standing.
Okay.
But we're building a club. So there used to be like these little living rooms in the dugout suites. Yeah. Those are going away to access a whole club.
Oh, that's cool.
First eight rows can have steps that go down in the club. It's not just the people that are behind home plate.
Well, that's cool of you to offer those up to us for an experience next year. You didn't
Thank
have
you.
To do that.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting
very
that.
Very
today.
Nice thing for you
Please
to do.
We can do.
I'm really curious because we just got to the end of the filming of Superman in Cleveland, and it started to make some headlines based on people noticing that, wait a second, it looks like they're filming some sort of baseball scene at Progressive. How does that come to be? At what point do you hear from them in the filming of Superman? And is that an easy thing to say yes to when you've got a baseball season going on?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. I mean, we were talking probably 6 to 8 months in advance to plan for it. And but it was great to have the Metropolis Meteors take over Progressive Field, and it'll be fun to see that in action once the movie comes out.
I mean, you talked about the logistics to something like that. Is that something that also are they offering up a ton of money to try to convince you? Like, I always wonder how something like that comes to be, because we know logistically around the city of Cleveland, they got to hold up traffic at times. They certainly have closed sets, but leaks started to get out. I mean, was that a hard thing for you guys to encounter?
Yeah, we have a whole division, our hosted events division, to do non-game day events. And whether that's a concert, in this case, it was hosting a movie set. But a lot of work went into it, and you know, we have a concert coming up, so the grounds crew has been very busy, not only with getting the games ready coming off this, but then gearing up for Journey, and you know, having that big show coming up here in a couple weeks.
Did you get a chance to be an extra in the movie?
I did not. We were told to stay away.
You're told to stay away?
They told you to stay away.
Oh yeah, it was a lockdown.
And you got cameras all over too. Did you have to disable the cameras?
I mean, you guys
could have had the best leaks. You could have gone right to the Hollywood Reporter.
That's not fair.
There are plenty of drones going by and taking shots. So.
Oh, well, I thought you might have a chance to be an extra in it.
You know.
Well, Curtis, tell us what's coming up this weekend.
I have a blue cape, not a red cape, right?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Guardians cape.
Very true.
Tonight, only a few hundred tickets left for tonight and tomorrow. Slider's birthday on Sunday. I brought you the Becker's Slider birthday donuts.
We'll have up
in the kids clubhouse and the family deck. And then the Tigers come in town Monday through Thursday. We have a special ticket offer right now until midnight, $12 upper reserve tickets to take on the Tigers.
Does this mean anything to you that this year it seems like, even though there was, you know, turnover with Tito leaving, you're bringing in a new manager, and yet you sell out all these games in May. You're just casually mentioning, oh, you know, you got a few tickets left, coming up this weekend. But the fact that that's happening right now, do you notice, does the team, does the organization notice that something special is starting to develop here?
Yeah, it's been magical all year long. You go back to opening day and we had the eclipse and City Connect unveil, and like all these things have been coming along and following the script. So we can't stop now. I need to keep it rolling. But I mean, think about this. We haven't had 9 sellouts in the first half of a season since 2001. 1 million wow. plus fans. We haven't done that since 2008. So the fans have bought in. The vibe around the team has been great. So, but like I said, we got a long way to go.
Curtis, we thank you very much for the time. We'll enjoy the weekend. And,
go Guards.
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. Curtis Danberg, the Vice President of Communications and Community Impact, joining us here in the Smart Choices Windows and More Studio. 216-474-0092. Fix My Life 745, where everybody likes PTO. Lima, he don't want to take another day off in his life. No, thank you, Curtis. I already had one of the donuts, and I know that Keith's watching me right now on the camera, so I can't eat anymore. Because that's what the Marble
Moffitt
Crawford County does. That's what he does. When you don't have HR in the building, that's what your boss does to you. So anyway, real quick on the Gardos. Okay, because he's out of the room right now. Gavin Williams back. If you get McKenzie and Allen back, all right? Garrett Crochet was talking. I know he can't talk about trades, so what the hell's the point, right? If you get Garrett Crochet or anybody like that, or maybe even Jack Flaherty. I got Carrasco, then I got Ben Lively coming back off the 4 days, you know, off the All-Star break, coming back hopefully because it's been a little bit of a rough stretch for Ben Lively. We're wondering whether or not he's pitching injured himself because he had a sleeve on a couple of weeks ago, if you remember that. So if the rotation can get settled down at all, I think it's going to be a lot better for him. Now, I know the schedule gets a little bit tougher as the season goes on, because you know what this Austin Mock had to say, and we'll have his audio coming up at 8 o'clock. It's a big deal. Anyway, it's going to be a tough schedule in the second half, and I'll get a chance to reset my expectations for him. But I did say if there was going to be any sort of a collapse, it's not that I'd be okay with it. I just don't think I would call it one considering how the season would start. Now I think there is pressure. I'm trying to avoid it, Tone, just for the thought of.
I know.
I don't want to hear the same old when it comes to the Guardians. I've enjoyed the first half of the season, not saying the same old, same old.
It's the danger in sports. It's one of the themes, I think, of this very radio show. We've talked about expectations for all the teams in this town forever, and it's always really interesting to me how different fans, different listeners of these same teams that we all watch have different expectations. And part of it is it's the psychological trauma that you don't want to risk inflicting yourself with, right? I've always laughed, like with the Browns, I've told you over the years, I like to have lower expectations. Why do I like to have lower expectations? It's kind of a defeatist attitude, but it's because I don't want to end up having a bad takeaway or a bad experience. And the lower expectations you have for anything in life, that it's easier to exceed, and then when you exceed them, you feel better. But then you would always fight back with, yeah, but if you have lower expectations, what does any of that really mean? Like, for your own children, right? You want to have high expectations. You don't want to set low expectations in school for your kids, because when they get out in the real world, what happens? Well, sports can be the real world many times. So I think it shifts. I think it shifts for everything. Here are the Guardians. I had almost no expectations this year for the Guardians. I didn't. Maybe that, again, was being overprotective. Well, now, the second half of the year, I've seen this team play spectacular baseball for so long that I'm starting to get to higher expectations.
I thought there'd be more of a build. I thought there'd be a longer build. I thought it was Stephen Vogt there. I was worried that with Stephen Vogt there, the general fan would really kind of wash their hands of it a little bit, which is a strong statement, I know. But with Terry Francona, I thought, because Terry Francona being gone, I think that would take away some of the trust. I think it made us pay attention closer because of Stephen Vogt, for all the reasons I said before.
We wanted to see how he'd manage, yeah.
And I think a lot more people have been paying attention. I think this is a natural thing. And there was a couple of people who disagreed with me last. I remember last Friday night when games were going on, there were some people tweeting at me who were listening on the Odyssey app, free, on rewind, during the game going on about, this is why, Ken, you can't take it. I just heard what you said about it. And I go, it's not, I defend the right to take every game life and death. Before, yes, I would roll my eyes because I got too comfortable with Terry Francona. But I think that I defend the right to take everything to life and death now, because you had to watch a little bit closer because it was a new manager. I think you had to watch a little bit closer because then some of the names with the new manager started to play to a level that was probably over their head, certainly with David Fry at the beginning of this season and being able to get himself in. Things have kind of settled down here and there, but I think that if it builds up any expectation or builds up any hope, yes, I defend the right to live and die with every single pitch, because I think that's still a perfectly healthy thing. Maybe not for a person. Maybe not it's great for them and their psyche to live and die with every single pitch, but I think it's very healthy for a good sports city, which is something you have always argued with me about how healthy we are as a sports city. Because there's a lot of towns in America that are football towns. You just look around us. Detroit's the Lions, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Cincinnati likes the Reds. I think they like the Reds more than the Bengals. I don't know what Joe Burrow down there, but hell, I can't get a good read on those people. They're on the river. Indianapolis has the Colts. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's very football-centric, even in the Midwest, even with some of the places that you would think primarily basketball are a different sport. I think it's easy to get behind the NFL. I think it's harder to get behind basketball and baseball because the seasons are long. Because there's a lot of times where, in the history of a lot of teams, they bow out halfway through the year. I don't think it's that way. And so I want there to be a strong Cavs fan base. I want there to be a strong Cavs contingent of people who either agree or strongly disagree for whatever reason. And I want there to be a strong contingent of Guardians people who feel the same way for the same reasons, the health of the city.
Well, so overall, like we know where this team is. We know their struggles, but if you look around, all the teams in the American League at the top
been a swoon.
Have had those swoons. You're going to get that over 162, and the Guardians will have another one probably before the end of the year. Hopefully it's about limiting the damage when that happens. But when I think about the other teams and the issues they have, like we've talked to baseball writers. We had Bob Nightingale the other day. He went over all the issues that the top teams have. So it still makes me feel pretty confident about where we're at. I still can't see this team struggling or having so many issues that they go like under 500 the rest of the way and then somehow miss the playoffs. If that happens, I can't classify it as anything other than a collapse. But I don't think that's going to happen. That's the good news here. I find it hard to believe that's going to happen. And they've given themselves, to me, some wiggle room here. They've given themselves a margin for error. And I think that's what's so powerful about the consistent play that they've had for most of the season.
I think it's very difficult to call it that, because I'm still... We had a discussion off the air. And for as many good baseball fans are out there, I think there's plenty of people who are waiting for an excuse to not watch a sport, to not watch baseball, whatever that might be. And I think that over time, yeah, I think there's times where the Dolans could have gone all in and they didn't. I think that there are market constraints. I've been as frustrated as a lot of other people out there, but I also want to try to be fair and call it down the line because I understand that the Guardians are trying to put something together within the market constraints of a lot of different organizations. If it were to collapse, quote unquote, I got to go back to what my expectations were at the beginning of the year compared to where they are now. And I'll get a chance to reset those coming up at 8 o'clock, damn it. But I don't want to make this type of disaster happen to where you know where that conversation is going to go right back to. And I don't want that to go back there because I do think that they've made some strong inroads of trying to create an olive branch to a lot of the general fans out there who don't follow baseball every single day, who hop back into it this summer. I think a lot of good can be done with that. If I have to, I have to. But I desperately don't want to do that because I want to remain with the proper perspective of things. Coming up at 8:40, Matt Derry going to join us. Guardians podcast from the Guardians cast of the Derry Brothers. We'll talk to him from the Locked On Network. Coming up next, everybody enjoys time off. Except for Lima. Lima never wants time off again for a very specific reason. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, Fix My Life next on The Fan. Eddie, what do we do? Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, Kenny, you are going to be away for a few days, so you'll have a little bit of a vacation before football season ramps up.
I'll be here
ramps
in Northeast
up.
Ohio, though.
You will be. Yeah. I am trying to schedule a vacation before the football season gets underway, for the grind of the football season.
Yeah, there you go.
Gets underway. We really do the heavy lifting. No, we just talk radio. But me and my wife got into an argument the other day because I was going over dates for a potential vacation in August.
Yeah.
And she said, so what do you mean? You're just going to be home with the kids? And I'm like, yeah. And of course, my wife works from home. So we got that basement finished with the unbelievable carpeting from Floors with AZ. But she's down there working, and she knows that if I'm home with the kids are going to want to go downstairs, especially the one that's old enough to actually want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is like, do you need the vacation? You're just going to be here. So she's trying to talk
she's
me.
She's got a set on her.
She's trying to talk
Lord
me
Almighty.
Out. Kenny, she's trying to talk me out of taking vacation.
Do you want to come in and do the show? You can come in and do the show.
I just would like a nice breather. That's all. A nice breather here or there would be nice.
Well, you're entitled to your days off. I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever ran into a problem with anybody. This is why I would just probably take the days off, obviously.
Do I have to just... But should I take the vacation and take the kids to, like, Columbus?
I don't understand. So she needs your home.
Or to Streetsboro?
You don't make any sense with me. And I know there's got to be other people here. No, because you can't take them to Streetsboro because I'm not there. Because my first thought I was like, bring them over. I'm like, oh, I ain't going to be there. So I'm going to be here. So what's the point of that? I've never seen a situation where somebody's told to go to work, not be home with the kids.
Yes. Well, what happens is...
From their wife.
Yeah, here's the deal. Because I'm going to be home... then that's going to relieve the in-laws from helping out.
Well, and that's nice.
They help out a few days a week. So, you know, we've come up with this plan that's worked out fairly well for us up to this point. We're hoping that plan can continue. It's saving us a ton of money, fortunately. But the minute I'm off for a week, that's supposed to give them a week of relief, which means I'm going to be with the kids, and my wife is assuming, oh, that just means that she has to help now every day and not be able
Why
to...
Why does she have to help? You're the one who's home.
Because Izzy's going to want to go downstairs.
Okay, well,
basement,
too bad. Mom's
basement,
at work.
Basement.
You just give her what she wants? Is that
no,
how this works?
But my wife will hear her upstairs screaming and yelling.
Well, I guess you shouldn't have had kids then. I'm sorry. I
guess
well, okay. Tell that's it's supposed to be a fix. I don't really find that to be a fix.
Maybe you can fix it by telling her, hey, you're going to have to buck up. She's a toddler, and this is the way it goes. You need your day off.
Well, do you think...
I can't believe it. When you're... I gotta get out of here. I gotta pick up the kids. I gotta go do this. And then you gotta take care of the kids at all hours of the day. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, I got time off. I can take care of the kids. No, I can't have you home. Well, again, man, I don't know what to tell Sarah sometimes.
Do you think I need to schedule just outings every day?
A meeting with a divorce attorney? Possibly.
The problem with those outings are they can only last so long. You can only take at their ages. You can only take them to something for like an hour. Then you got to come back. and then they got naps, and then they've got to eat. So it's like it's gonna be hard to deal with that. For that week will feel like an eternity.
Good. Glad. I wanted to. Miserable Lima's a good Lima.
Well, the reason I brought this up is I was hoping Ken would have some solutions. Yeah, I'm not really hearing solutions.
But you fixed my life in the meantime because I'm going, he's going to be miserable when he comes back. That's going
to
be great.
Do you want me to bring the kids here?
Yes! I've told you a million times. Well, I'm not the godfather of either of the kids, so it doesn't matter about that. That's wonderful. Which, by the way, don't think I haven't noticed where Lima's got a game coming up eventually with college football, and I happen to be on the way to the stadium, so he's going to get two birds stoned at once and bring the kids over to my house. And part of me wants to go, hey, what's the godfather doing? What's the godparents doing at that time? Maybe they can watch the Rugrats. Maybe they can do that. But, you know, I like children, so, you know, I got a big heart.
So, Kayla, can you offer up any help here? What should the conversations be?
My best advice is Cordell.
Yeah, since Ken is not helping whatsoever. Anything from you?
Listen, the reason that she's upset is she's not trusting you to actually handle it. Ooh. She thinks you're going to drop the ball. Yeah, that's all it is.
And punt my responsibility.
She doesn't think that you're actually going to do this.
So she thinks that week is really going to be just her having to do more.
Picking up your slack, yes. Ooh.
That is a challenge.
Because that's exactly what happens when mine is at home.
Not from Kayla. I think that's a good point.
Exactly what happens.
I think the gauntlet's laid to you, man. You gotta be like.
You need to. This is hard. About you proving yourself this week.
You gotta be one of those guys. You know how you have to act? You have to act like one of those guys on YouTube, pretend to act when really they're just trying to pick up women on the internet. You have to act like the greatest dad possible. You gotta make dad jokes. And do
Facebook
all like the
posts,
cutting of the sandwiches, the Facebook posts, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Should I launch a TikTok channel?
Act like you're single.
Try to go viral?
Yes. That's what you need to do.
Am I going to have to stay away from the booze that week?
You need to be like Mr. Mom in the Lone Star song. And off you go. My mom saw them in concert. Think about that one. That's what you got to do, man. You know what? I really don't. Boy, Bernie's going to punch me right in the teeth the next time I ever see that man. You don't need to call Cordell. I think you need to take that as a challenge. That week needs to be a challenge. And you wake up, you soar with the Eagles in the morning. If you're going to hoot with the Owls at night, you wake them kids up and you're with them the entire time. You just go hard.
It needs to be two separate worlds completely.
Get them worn out. Get them worn out.
Yeah, well, that's the key too. Do you know any stay-at-home dads?
Yes, I do. I know a guy who's a father of four sons,
oh,
and he's a stay-at-home father.
God.
Yep. Holy good guy. Cow. Real good guy. He adjusted. He adjusted. I couldn't do it.
Oof.
I couldn't do it.
I mean, there are stay-at-home days when, you know, the minute I get off the show, I've got to go home and do that. But then again, she's downstairs and she starts to get irritated. So this will be a whole week.
Yeah, but it sounds like you can't do anything in your house without her getting irritated.
That's true.
You get yourself a glass of water, and it's a cuss out session from the basement.
We have to talk at times about when I can go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's another thing.
I feel like I'm at Shawshank.
You hear that? It's like he just got out of Shawshank and he got the job at the grocery store. It's what it is.
You don't need to raise your hand every time you.
Oh boy.
Well, thank you for your encouragement.
Someone's gonna get a house and Bay Village someday, and it's going to say Lima was here. That's what it's going to be. Albert Breer was asked about pressure on quarterbacks in the NFL yesterday on Afternoon Drive. He comes on every week at around 5:20 on Thursdays. Sometimes they move it around in the summertime. Go back and listen to this, 92.3thefan.com. Here's what Albert Breer had to say, because you and I both said, hey, there's just about nobody in the NFL has more pressure on him than Deshaun Watson.
It depends on what type of pressure you're talking about. There's the obvious ones, which I feel like you're Daniel Jones, because he's on the shakiest ground. But I don't think he necessarily will get another chance to start in 2025 if this doesn't work out this year with the Giants. The pressure on Dak Prescott and Tua and Jordan Love, that's a little bit different, like, because their contracts could be done before the year starts. You know, and then there's a different type of pressure, which is the pressure of, you know, we've been knocking on the door for a while, and now can we kick it down, you know? And I think I put, like, Joe Burrow in that category. You know, like, they're not going to be able to build this team this way forever. You know, as well as he's handled pressure, like, there will be some on him this year to win with this group, with the potential that some of those guys could be gone in 2025. Justin Herbert, you know, I think is an obvious one, because now it's like kind of the excuses that were there for him before are gone. So, you know, I think it's just different types of pressure. But if you were to ask me, like, who's got the most pressure on them in 2024, in a vacuum, I'd say it's probably Daniel Jones.
I think that's surprising because I've just given up on Daniel Jones.
I have too.
He's playing for his career, so what Albert Breer says is it totally makes sense. I don't think he's crazy to say that. I think he's probably right to say that, but there's quarterbacks that I've just given up on. I'm like, you made your money. You were able to fool the Giants into throwing money down that well. Congratulations. But you know what? A guy in New York, would he be saying the same thing to me about my quarterback situation? I want to ask you that when we come back. 216-474-0092. This and I said it wouldn't be a collapse yesterday, and you ripped me for it. So I'm going to reset my expectations for the Guardians so we can hold them accountable. And can we beat the computers? Which is a weird day to say that, but yesterday, simulations were brought out. It's not good for your Gardos. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.